Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 1st of December. Yes, what's he doing on a Wednesday, you're saying, aren't you? He's back on a Wednesday. Well, I'm going to come to it in a bit. There is going to be a podcast every day through till Christmas. There may be a couple that are only a couple of minutes, but we're going to have a little bit of Christmas fun as it is now. December the 1st, Advent. Don't know what it means, all that. I'm not into the religious stuff, I'll be honest. But it is Advent time. Do love a bit of Christmas. We do try and have some comps and run some stuff. So I've come up with a little gem for this next 25 days. And I'm going to be on here every day, but I'll get to that in a minute. I've got to cover... now that Brian has made a statement yesterday's podcast, I'm probably going to get a bit emotional here because I can't help myself. I did get very upset about it last night. Obviously, I did the podcast with Brian. I only knew him through Twitter. We hadn't spoken before. We just exchanged messages, came on Zoom, literally have a 5-minute chat, and then I hit record, and that's pretty much how I do all of them. And obviously it was clear to me as I was doing that podcast that something wasn't quite right. So, you know, then it just became right. Let's just get through this, get it to the end. And I'll be honest, let's hope we get away with it. So that's what I did. Posted it. I sent Brian a message straight after saying, thanks for that, Brian. Great stuff, which I do to everybody. Anything you want, give me a shout. Obviously, people listened to it. You, like me, realised it wasn't right. You know, fair enough. Some people had a laugh at it, which I fully understand. I then got a message from Brian about 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday evening, basically saying that he is battling alcoholism. He sort of apologises and that he's going to go off and get himself help. He then posted that publicly on Twitter. I get really upset and stuff like this. I went through this with my old man. That really explains. I felt it fair to have him with Brian. If Brian hadn't put anything, I wouldn't have said anything, but I felt it fair with Brian posting that to explain that. Brian is a good guy, from what I can tell, from the interactions I've had with him on Twitter, which have been DMs. I think he's always tried to help people, you know, forgetting betting methods and whether we agree with what stuff people do. He's always tried to help people, you know, make videos, talk to people about it. And all I can ask is, you know, I'm not going to apologise for the podcast. I think perhaps it's good that it's gone out there in hindsight. But I've reached out to Brian and said I'm here for him and I will touch base with him at least once a week. I think Brian obviously knows what he's got to do and it'll be a battle. And all I'll ask for you guys on Twitter and that in the FTS community, perhaps reach out. You know, it's about... a lot of the time, I keep saying these things, it's about humanity. I've had the worst year of my life with Sam. Not in a bad way, just mentally, you know, everything's gone wrong with her. The trouble we had, still ongoing with Ari and Malta, COVID, her hips. She's really down, as low as I've ever seen her in the 30 years we've been together. And you still get up in the morning, do your stuff, and, you know, I meet people like Suggsy, and you always try and get a smile on your face. And I come back to it numerous times. We never know what's going on behind people's doors. I had absolutely no idea about Brian. I thought it was a bit of a sort of wind-up at first. But obviously, you know, it's a time now where we are a community of bettors. And as we said on the podcast, it is a cesspit. You know, it's one where people love having a dig, having a knock, having a go, trying to cause trouble for people all the time. Particularly as we come towards Christmas. It's nice just to reach out, put your arm around somebody and say, hey, come on, mate, let's help this and... You know, I deal with all sorts of things through FTS, I'm happy to. I don't mind. I'm quite good at absorbing it. You know, we had the guy with the domestic abuse, had a guy last week who's been in hospital, heart surgery. I've been exchanging emails with. You know, we've had people pass away with cancer. I had lots of stuff go on over the years, and when you get messages like I got from Brian last night, you just realise life is far more important and. You know, we live in a rancid world, whatever anybody says. People can try and butter it up what they like. It's fucking rancid what goes on. And all you can do is do your bit to not be rancid and get up and say, actually, you know, I always think that ever all these social media should have a fucking 1 minute pause button before you can say anything. But it's just too easy to dig people out and have a go. It's really easy, and then fuck off and hide and not know who you are. But, you know, Brian, as I say, he's a good lad. I'm not sorry the podcast went out in hindsight. I was when it went out, I'll be honest. I did think, what have I done? But having now got the background to that, I'm going to dig in and help Brian. And all I'd ask is any of you on Twitter and that, I know some of you have already, reach out. I'm going to check in. I'm not going to do a report. You know, if he asks me to report that he's doing better, then I will. But I'm going to try and help the guy as much as I possibly can, you know, in my limited capacity. And if you guys can reach out, sometimes it is just a nice message, touch base, how you going. You know, even if a few of us have a Zoom of an evening and a bit of a laugh, you know, drinking orange juice or whatever, I don't mind doing stuff like that. It's let's try and help the guy. So there you go. That basically is yesterday. It's just one of those things, and I'm going to do my bit to help. Right, moving on from that. Good luck, Bri. Moving on from that. I got wrapped up in WhatsApp. I mean, obviously that was on my mind a lot of messages about that podcast. But I think, and no disrespect to Brian, I think some other people have been on narcotic substances. I've got to find it. I've got to find this nonsense that was going on yesterday. And it started early in the morning. Well, this went on all day, by the way. It actually, I'm not going to use the word bullied. I got cajoled into watching. I don't watch a lot of football. And I got cajoled into watching Newcastle versus... Christ almighty, this was going on non-stop. Newcastle versus Norwich last night. This, what time did this start? This started at a ridiculous time. Flipping it, we're going miles back. There's about 400 messages on it. Sorry, hold on, guys. I should have probably, once again, got this ready. Where are we? Here we are. We're getting there. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Sam has said what was going on. What goes on with my phone. She's flipping. This is a prime example. Right, where are we? Started with a Newcastle fan. 10:50 yesterday morning. Newcastle, 2:04 at home to Norwich tonight. Any takers? And then it went on. I don't see how your boys don't win tonight. That's probably a good price, but I'm sure the numbers don't pack it up. Head, not heart. Yeah, just curious. I hadn't done Ultimate by this stage. My pop-up is an Ultimate bet when doing the process. I just thought it stood out as another Arsenal bet at the weekend. I mean, do you listen to the podcast? When could you ever compare Arsenal home to Newcastle, bottom of the league Newcastle, Arsenal fantastic at home against little teams, to Newcastle at home against anybody? I wouldn't want Newcastle at home to the flipping dog and duck down the road. And it just went on, and again, I wouldn't want to be back in either of these two. And then we just got into all sorts of nonsense. If Wilson doesn't score, I'll get a job. I'm not sure. I think he did score the penalty. And then somebody wrote a great big long diatribe. 3-0 Newcastle, I reckon. And then it just went on, and we started getting real nonsense. I tried to post a couple of numbers to put them off, but it didn't stop them. It just didn't stop them. And they were started then quoting these goal scorer bits, which I can't even find. The thread is so long, it's frightening. It just went on and on and on, and it made me question my life in humanity. But they started talking about 250-1 shots, like Wilson to score a hat-trick and Arsenal and Newcastle to win 4-0. I mean, it's just... Honestly, it's like a loony bin thread. It really is. Apologies if that offends anybody. Newcastle are winning 3-0 tonight at a price of 45-1. I did point out that Newcastle have only scored 3 goals at home twice in 158 Premier League games. But it just didn't stop them. 250-1, the same bet with Wilson thrown in as the first goal scorer. Somebody's put Wilson back in their fantasy team. It was an absolute nonsense thread, which did culminate me saying at some stage, I've got to come out, and I did post this on Twitter, I've got to come out and say this before the game. I couldn't see any way Newcastle won that game last night. I actually had a conversation with Betty blogger, which I'll get onto in a minute, another part of the podcast. And we had that, and I said to him, I couldn't see them winning. I can't see him beating Burnley. I can't see him beating anybody. They're shit. They're fucking shit and they're going down. That's the facts of it. Started talking about 3-0 wins. But all that talk got me. It forced me to watch the game. I just got myself in a state that I thought, I've got to watch this. Because if it does end up 3-1 or 3-0, I'm obviously missing something. And of course, it was shite, wasn't it? The 8th minute pull down. The quality of football was absolutely terrible, other than Pukki's finish, which was fantastic. They can't pass, they can't shoot, they can't cross, they can't take corners. And that game finished. I actually got bored of it and I started doing some stats, which I'll throw in on Monday's podcast. Games with more than one goal, only 37% two second half goals in November, which is just miles down. It's horrendous. I'll talk you through some numbers because I think we're going to see a glut of two aheads coming over the next few months, because the numbers, the percentages of those have to go up. You cannot, football will not have 37% of games two goals, but we'll get to that. So I gave up and started. I went back to my Excel. It's far more fun. Absolutely dreadful. Terrible. Terrible football. And then I thought, oh, well, the Leeds game's on. Everyone tells me Leeds are entertaining. And Palace are playing good football. And for you. Fuck me, that was awful. I put about 10 minutes of that. I mean, we talk about it playing the best league in the world and we pay these people. I genuinely don't watch a lot of it. It's terrible. The standard is appalling. It's fucking awful. I mean, I watched Man City play Man U and I thought they were superb in that first half, that few weeks back. These people are, it's absolutely terrible. No wonder these teams are so far in front. It's bad enough watching Spurs, who have been terrible for 2-3 years. Football's been dreadful. But I'm just amazed that we're sitting awash in money with people wanting to watch this shit. It's awful. Honestly, I'm even starting to think, do you want me to watch Leeds versus Palace, Newcastle, Norwich or Love Island? I think Love Island might win. Absolute fucking garbage. And I'm telling you, Newcastle, you're going down. And I'm telling you, Palace, because people, I got brought along, everyone telling me Palace are doing great. Palace were fucking terrible for the little period I watched that last night. If they play like that, they are going to be right down bottom six as well and struggling. Absolutely fucking awful. Terrible. Leeds, terrible. Dreadful, dreadful football. What are you doing sitting watching that? Read some books, educate yourself. It's fucking awful. Right, that's that. Right, yes, Betty Blogger. Betty Blogger, a.k.a. Jeff, is organising the Manchester FTS do. And I've got some full confirmed details on that now, so I'm going to let you know. It is on the 26th of March. That date will not change. It will be at the Hotel Football, which is right next to Old Trafford. It is owned by Gary Neville. Yes, obviously, then people think it's linked to Man United. The room we're in is nothing to do with Man United. We're just in a really good room, really nice room. Jeff has sorted all this out, to be fair. I've not done it, but he's got a really good room. It is the international break weekend, so we may well be able to have Northern Ireland on or Scotland. We certainly won't be having Fraudgate on. Pitch up from about 1 o'clock. It will be a fee of £60. And that will include hot food and some drinks. Obviously, we're not putting everybody's drinks in that because I know what some of you are like. But on that note, this isn't like the London Drinks get together. This isn't just a get together in a turn up in Manchester and all get pissed. It is, we want to make it a proper networking event. You know, I do, obviously, I'm South based, so a lot of the stuff we do is London centric and there. So it's a good chance for our northern friends from Scotland, North East, North West, you know, and Midlands up can travel, and people from the south to attend. We're going to have two or three speakers. I'm going to do a little bit. But it's more a networking event, getting like-minded people together, talk about gambling, talk about a way forward for you, and link you, hopefully. You know, I know some of you have little groups, you go and link people into groups, so you've got like-minded people, and in effect you can help each other. It's this continual sort of great believer in building little pods that can help each other mentally and with all the other skills. So, yeah, there's obviously there's the hotel where if you want to stay, you can stay there, and there's Premier Inns and that around as well. But it is on the 26th from about 1 p.m. Currently, we are limited. But the situation at the minute is we've booked it. We're limited in numbers to 40. If you want to go, can you contact at Betty Blogger on Twitter by DM? Or email me and I will forward it to him. He will then contact you with a sort of preliminary email, just with an outline of what's going on, and asking you to pay to secure your place. And once you've paid the £60, that's it. There is no other costs, unless you obviously need to book hotels and things, and that's on you. Jeff, I'm sure, correct me if I've got any of this wrong, but I think I'm pretty much on the mark. But at the moment, we just want to get the places secure, get the numbers so that we've got it done and locked in. So £60, Manchester Hotel Football near Old Trafford. It's a full-on networking event. We want to make it a really good day. And there's Premier Inns and things around. But at the moment, if you want to go, either drop me an email. I know some of you have. If your name's down, that's fine. You don't need to do it again. We've got it, and Jeff will be in touch with you. But anybody who hasn't, if you can just drop me an email or DM at Betty Blogger on Twitter, and we'll get ourselves set from there. So if you can do that, I'll mention it again a couple of times over the next month, but hopefully I would imagine by the time we get to Christmas, we will be, we'll have the numbers and that will be locked in, and then it will just be a matter of Jeff will be sending info to people who are going to attend on the day. Right, next, what was next? Can't remember. Oh, I know, I'm going to give away, it's Christmas. It's Christmas, nearly Christmas, isn't it? It's Advent time. John Lewis ads out. Shortage of everything. I'm going to give away, just for the fun of it, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to give away £1,625 in free bets, absolutely no risk, in free bets to people who answer a simple question. So every day I'm going to give away a free bet from now till Christmas Day, and we're going to start off at a fiver. So the 1st of December, I'm going to ask a question. You can answer it. I'm going to read the full rules out in a minute, and then there's a spreadsheet on Google which I will post the link to. So we're going to start off at a fiver on the 1st, and we're going to add a fiver a day. So tomorrow's winner gets a £10 free bet. 3rd of December gets £15, and so on. So by the time we get to Christmas Day, somebody has got a £125 free bet. I will ask a question on the pod every day. You answer that question, and you need to answer it on Twitter with the hashtag FTSAdvent, then the date, and then your answer. So for example, if the question on Christmas Day was who is the best team in the world, you would answer hashtag FTSAdvent, 25th of the 12th or 25th of December, and Tottenham Hotspur. You can put at FTS Income in the front of it if you wish to send it, but it must have that hashtag so that I can search for all the correct answers. And you must also like and retweet that day's podcast post. That is my quid pro quo. Try and get some more listeners into 2022. There's no exceptions to the above. If you are not in the correct format, you've not liked and retweeted the podcast, then your answer will not qualify. Only answers received by midnight UK time that day qualify, and only one entry per person per day, but you can enter every day and you can win more than once per month. When Sam is better, I will get her to draw them, but for the minute I will do some random number generator there. The winner will be drawn from all qualifying entries the following day, so I hope to announce the winner on each pod of the previous day. And if you do win, you get 7 days then to nominate me a single selection, which you can email to me or telegram me or DM me on Twitter with your name and the selection, and I will place a free bet to that day's stake. Post it on the sheet on Google so people can see whether I don't have to put the names, but put the winners and losers, what the selection is. And if that person wins, they will get the winnings less any commission, not the stake. So obviously as we get nearer Christmas, people are having more on. You can do win and place. So if you won £90, for example, on the 18th, You can do £45 each way, but I am not doing doubles, multiples and nonsense like that. It will be straight single bets that I can put on the exchange, please. So you might have to want to have £125 on Newcastle to beat Norwich, if you're mad. And then I'll, as I say, there's a spreadsheet up there. I'll do it. So if nobody picks a winner, I'm going to lose £1,625. Hopefully a few of you pick some winners. I don't lose my stake. And we give people a little boost before Christmas. You know, obviously, as we get nearer the time, there'll be some decent stakes going on. If you start picking 2-3-1 shots and have 100 quid on, you could find yourself a little 200 quid up before Christmas. So that's it. That's the FTS advent. I don't know whose idea it was. We sort of, Sam and I were talking about stuff for Christmas, and we did all the Christmas dinner stuff. I may do that again this year. But she just said, why don't you do something that runs through Advent? And we eventually came up with this. So that starts today. So the first question, we're going to start really easy. The questions are going to be varied. Some are going to be where you estimate, and we'll do the nearest person to it. Not like Chrissy's spreadsheets, the way he did his one. Whoever attended his night, do you remember that? Chrissy asked a question. I'm going to cover this because it's flipping still winding me up. Chrissy asked a question. How many days is it since me and him met? And the answer was, I believe, the answer was 2011, I believe. And I put 2007, so I was 4 days out. But the way he did it in brackets that somebody 50 days out got the same points as me. So I was pretty much bang on the money. And someone who's put like 1,940 got the same points. It's never been a game. So with me, it will be the nearest one wins. My decision is final. I am the sole arbiter. But this is really easy. I'm going to have a few Christmas ones, a few silly ones, a bit of everything. So today's one is in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? So that's your question. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? Hashtag FTS Advent, 1st of December, obviously. Then your answer. And as I say, if you want to put at FTS Income, I will post it up on Twitter, the link to the sheet. You've got to like the podcast, retweet the podcast. Yeah, and there you go. And that's it. So there, we will be doing that every day. Oh, you'll be hearing my little dulcets. Might throw in a few Christmas tunes. Snow is falling all around us. That's what happened up north, wasn't it? Merry Christmas. All that. I love Christmas. I love that. I mean, we were hoping to get Ari over. I was really hoping for Sam, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So that's further doomsday. But we make the best of it. You get up and you knuckle down and get on. Anyway, that's it. Only one entrance per day per person, but you can win more than once. So somebody will win, and they'll go, it's only a fiver. Somebody today will win a £5 free bet on a selection, single selection of their choice over the next 7 days. I will announce that winner tomorrow and do tomorrow's question. And on we go. Right, have a lovely little Wednesday. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I'm going to do a podcast every day, so it'll come back to me. Newcastle are shit. They're going down. Norwich probably going down. And I can't rule Palace out joining them. Fucking useless, Jeff. Jeff Butler, they are shit, mate. Fucking terrible. Right, arrivederci. Have a lovely little day. As I say, if people can reach out to Brian, fantastic. I'm not going to harbour on about that, but if you can, fantastic. Let's try and get our arm around him, get the guy back. And I'll be back with you tomorrow.